Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 362. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Hope you enjoy the show. Let me introduce the co-host right now and get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Cheers there, Mr. Cherubino. 362 is divisible by, then that's divisible by, it's a special number, ain't it?
It definitely is.
382?
Yeah. Just like every other show number.
Exactly.
It's a special day.
What day would that be?
It's Monday.
No, this is the old Lynchburg calendar. It was only 362 days. That's what he's referring to.
Is that true?
No, of course not. What's Lynchburg calendar? Nothing. It's made up.
Like, is that what's folded up in the back of the Farmer's Almanac?
Exactly.
That was brilliant. I had me going. I'm great. I'm doing great. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, you guys ever played that game Telephone in kindergarten where you say something in somebody's ear and it goes around the room?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I had a horrible speech impediment. Thanks for bringing it up, Eric.
Well, you did not play because of that, right?
Yeah. They tried to kick me out of school a couple of times because I wouldn't talk.
Damn, I was going to give Dor such a dig about that game until he said that.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, it's too late now. It made me look bad. I didn't like that game anyway. I mean, it taught us all a lesson that communication gets altered when passed through many people. But that was about all I got out of that game.
It was always fun to hear what the end was, though, compared to what you, because especially if you were the person like number two or three and it was still pretty much right, and you knew that you passed it on correctly, and then you get to hear how messed up they did it at the end. Like, what? How'd you guys get that?
It's true, but here's the problem. Everybody thinks they passed it on correctly, mm-hmm. So you might have been the person who messed it up.
Well, yeah. Well, you get to hear what the original was, so you know that if you passed it on correctly.
Yeah, good point. Good point. All right, fine. Let's get off of the apps. This is going to be a game day, so I hope you guys are liking some games. We'll start with Dor.
Game on! Okay, the first game I'm going to bring... Hello, my name is Door Geek. I have a problem. Anytime I see a game like this that is free, I have to install it on my device and play it for at least a little bit. It's called Tiny Dangerous Dungeons. App Spy apparently is a place now doing lots of videos that they're giving to developers to put on the Google Play Store for them. But this is ridiculously a Game Boy, like original quote unquote Game Boy style color game. There's literally only three buttons, left, right, and jump. And it's very green and very dark green and very blocky.
I got a little caught up or stuck. Anyway, when you said App Spy is doing what? What is this, a company that reviews games, but they're also giving all the developers their video to put in Google Play?
Well, I don't think they used to do this. And a company like App Spy is a company I basically, by default, don't trust because maybe there's truth in advertising. But yeah, apparently now they are doing videos and basically giving them to developers to put on Google Play, because I think I might have two or three apps in my rundown for the week that have App Spy videos.
Wow.
In their I've never seen that before.
Me neither. Great on them. It's a much needed thing.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If every game already had a video, I would be like, what are these guys trying to do? But because literally 20 sometimes percent of the stuff we bring has no video, we need more video.
Hmm.
You know, I have a fever. And there's only one cure, more videos.
They wouldn't let you put more than one video in your in your app, would they?
Nope. No, you can only have one video showcased. I'm sure in your description you can have multiple videos linked.
Well, this gets 8 out of 10 from Pocket Gamer. Do you trust their review?
Never heard of them before. And something tells me if you go and look at their site, you'll see a lot of paid reviews, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
You'll see a lot of click next buttons.
Oh.
Dora, so what do you think about the game? I mean, it looks pretty cool to me.
It's good in the sense of it harkens back to that old classic style gaming. I don't like the go back mentality. Like, there's parts of the game you have to skip early on because you don't have the right power up or a ability or key. So you got to pass it up, go do other stuff. Oh, then you can come back and do this other part. There's an okay amount of that. It isn't horrible, but it's enough to make me see, oh man, I got to go back. I like the fact it has a clear defined save points, but that means you could play for 5 minutes and not find a save point, then die. So, you know, double-edged sword. But it's clean game, easy game, easy controls, easy to understand. When you find the map, it makes more sense. And it's just one of those stupid, easy, fun games.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And you can mute the audio, which, you know, that's a prerequisite to me with any game.
It says hop into a classic Metroidvania adventure.
So it's similar to Metroid.
I haven't been able to shoot yet, so I'm not going to say.
You can't say you're Metroid-like if you can't shoot. Cool, man. Got anything on this one, Eric?
It's green. I mean, not in a tree-hugging kind of way, but in the just the graphics are all green. I don't know. I can see the retro kind of thing, why they would do that, I guess. But it wouldn't cost them nothing to change a little bit and just make a different color. Unless you totally want to look like Game Boy number one, the very first monochrome Game Boy.
I get what you're saying. For some reason, the green doesn't bother me. I think because I like green. But I get what you're saying.
I just, all this power, and they don't use any of it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, but I bet you might not have been able to save on the original Game Boy like this, though.
Oh, No. You could save. Maybe they're saving it for Tiny Dangerous Dungeons 2, Eric.
Could be. Or Tiny Dangerous Dungeons Red.
Color. Tiny Dangerous Dungeons Color.
Yeah.
Color Dangerous Dungeons. Tiny.
Tiny Color Dungeons.
Anyway, what do you have for us today, Eric?
I'm gonna just join in the 16-bit love here with Dore, and this one is in color, though. This is called Washington's Wig. Hmm. It's a story adventure about George Washington, trying to cross the Delaware, and he lost his wig. And you are a dog, and you have to try to give it back to him.
But and while you happen wearing to be it. Wearing it.
Yes. Not an easy game. You jump and double jump.
That's all you do?
Yeah, pretty much.
What's a double jump?
Double tap, and then you can jump higher. You can't get hit by those British dogs. They kill you. It's easy to get killed in this game. Very simple.
British bulldogs.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
Can you triple jump?
I don't think you can triple jump. Right. Double jump.
I like this, man. I like the concept. You can't get more original than that, I don't think.
And I think this was the person who made this game also made another game that we've brought before. Because there's another game that we really liked, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what else he's done. And it happened to be this one. Oh, it's Fist Puncher.
Okay.
Remember Door? Fist Puncher, the $10 game? This was what they started out with.
don't hate on the $10 game, Eric.
No, I'm not. It was a good looking game.
It looks like your name is Dogsworth.
Of course. Yep.
I love it. Cool, man. That's a brilliant game. Kudos to the developer team to bit.
You must be rubbing off on me, Dor, for me to bring some kind of game that doesn't have like smoothed edges and, you know, rastering or anything. Shadows.
Rastering. Is that did you use that properly?
I don't know. Did I?
I don't know. It sounded good. I like Washington's Wig.
It sounds like I used to read that on the side of like graphics card boxes. You know, like 16,000 raster shaders or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Rast, did it really say that on the side of a graphics card box?
It seems like it.
All right.
You're wrong.
All right. Well, that's a cool game, man. I like that. Let's go back to Dork because I don't have any games for this show. So I know you guys have a bevy of games.
Okay. If he's trying to challenge me, I accept your challenge and I bring the game Wrastlin', also AppSpy did the video. This looks like Atari games. Okay.
Wrastlin'.
Wrastlin'. I love that name. Wrastling.
Yes.
Horrible. Just horrible. You want to insult the graphics chip in any Android device. You need yourself some wrestling. But number two, the controls are also just as horrible. You have
this game.
You have two sets of arrow buttons and an up button. The up button will let you jump. You're in a wrestling ring, diamond type view of it. It's a battle royale. People come dropping in from the ceiling, and you have to throw people out of the ring. Two of your arrows control you going left and right. The other two arrows control your arm spinnings.
You said arm or arms?
Well,
it looks like everyone has one arm.
Yeah.
At some point, the ropes, is that what they call them? Up against the ropes? The ropes disappear in one of the screenshots.
Well, no, that was because a giant came in and like slammed the ring and knocked off all the turnbuckles and the ropes.
Yeah, for those who aren't watching this live, this looks like Intellivision's football. Is that right?
Sure, yeah.
Players,
yeah,
on a wrestling ring.
It's true.
Yeah,
it looks really fun. I don't know, man. It just looks really cool.
It does.
Yeah, the other game I'll say it's close to like Magic versus Bird. Oh no, was it Magic versus Bird? I think it was Magic versus Bird, and yeah.
No, it
just
was
punching or boxing.
It was the South guy from the South. Oh, that's Bird.
That's Bird. Yep.
Oh gosh, maybe it was. I think it was. I'm sorry. One on one.
You did kind of match my Washington's wig because this one wrestler has an Abraham Lincoln hat on in the one of the screenshots there.
Well, he's gone. I could tell. Door dropped out of the hangout. He's
must
running
be OS.
I know. If ever door drops out, it's because he's running the Linux operating system.
Chromium for the win.
But I could tell he dropped out because our hangout quality got a whole much better.
It did. When you were just talking the last time, I'm like, oh, they must have bumped up our quality.
Yeah,
and then you said he's gone.
Okay. Well, sure, he's back. It'll sound crappy again.
Sorry. Yeah, you already ying ying.
But
anyway,
welcome back. Dora.
You dropped it. I dropped it at just the perfect time. I'll say, Bird was on the Celtics.
Yeah, there was Bird versus Irving. I thought Irving versus Bird. I don't know.
I always
he might have played a couple guys. Who knows?
Yeah, but this is one of those games. You instantaneously...
Jordan versus Bird, wasn't it?
Jordan wasn't even in the NBA yet. Jordan wasn't even probably 13 yet.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the original Electronic Arts game?
Talking about the original Atari basketball game.
There was no Bird in Atari basketball.
Money. I will happily take money from you down. But I'll say this,
$1,000.
Easy. This is the kind
of game.
Let's
look it up. No. Let's settle this right now.
You can look it up.
I got it. I'm on it.
Because then you're going to stop talking. This is the kind of game you either instantaneously want to try or
one-on-one
want to never see again.
One-on-one, Dr. J versus Larry Bird.
For?
Atari.
Oh, I'm sorry. I clicked that link.
No. It's for PC, probably Commodore 64,
ooh,
Amiga.
Really? You think so?
No way.
1983 computer basketball game for the early era of home computers.
Hey, what'd I tell you, Dor?
No, that's not the game. I never
had it.
It
was by Areola Soft.
I never had it.
Oh, in EU. Electronic. Oh, I didn't know Areola Soft was the same in the EU as Electronic Arts in America. Yeah. Amiga, Apple II, Atari 7800.
Atari 7800. There you go. Atari.
Atari that doesn't 8-bit. Count. You know you didn't have an... Did you have a 7800?
Yes.
Bullshit.
We had two of them. We had the old quad Woody, as Sean would call it. And then we had the 2600,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other one you
had? Did you have the 5200?
I don't... We might not have had the first one. Then we might have had that one instead.
But
we
How had, about a ColecoVision? It was on
No, guy down the street from me had a ColecoVision.
How I know you didn't have a 7800? Because nobody had a 7800.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
It was
so
the
either.
One with the metal on the top, the big strip of metal on the top.
And it was a big, real big console, right?
And the controller was like this, shaped.
And, right, that's a 5200.
No, 7800.
Well, the 5200 had a it was a huge console and had a strip of metal. I think the 7800
that only had
it.
This strip of metal, like an inch. The 7800 had like a 4-inch thing of metal across the top.
All right, let me look up a picture of it.
It was also Commodore 64, DOS, Mac, and TRS-80.
TRS-80.
You know, I
got to see one of them.
Yeah, TRS-80.
7800 has the huge strip of metal.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
My friend Paul had a ColecoVision. He was the only one in the world, in my world, that had one. I saw my first glitch, and I was so intrigued by that. I'm like, oh man, that must be a secret path. You know, I thought it was like some sort of Easter egg, but it was just the game messing up. I've never seen anything. I didn't know that was such a could ever happen. I'm like, whoa.
On what game?
Odyssey.
I don't remember. No, that's a whole different system.
I don't remember.
All right. I took us way off track.
Well, because you'll I have that to... when you're talking about wrestling.
All right. So, did you play wrestling?
For 5 seconds, and even I can't stomach it.
Looks so fun though.
But it's as soon as I saw it, the only thing I could think was like Sean Johnson, old Atari Woody type gaming. I said Woody.
And Sean Johnson in the same sentence. I knew you had a man crush on him. All right.
Listen, just because I like the guy a lot doesn't mean I have a man crush on him.
He's almost like an Olympic athlete now.
He's a good guy.
What happens to those when they get older.
Did you see his picture too with the new tattoos? He looks badass. No, like this badass runner. Like I would pick if I was running against him, I would be intimidated by his tattoos.
Let me tell you something. Standing next to him, you're intimidated. I never realized it when he was on our podcast that he was such a huge guy. Well, that guy's tall.
Well, don't forget, he also thought I was, you know, a midget, so.
He did before the podcast? Before we met in person, he thought you were a midget?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because me and Steve.
I would have never thought that.
Me and Steve me either. Kind of messed with him and told him I was really short. But yeah, I want him to be the intimidator on the circuit. Like, dare I say, a bad 80s movie. They get ready to line up and the runners all look to the side and there's Sean sneering. Like snorting, spitting. You ready, boys? You know, and then take it on.
And then some bad 80s music comes on.
You're the best.
I bet he's got to listen to that when he runs, right? He should.
Definitely does. The whole Karate Kid soundtrack. Oh, man. All right, cool on wrestling. I dig that game. All right, Eric, bring one more for us.
One more. This one was suggested to us, I think in an email possibly, or Google Plus. Earn to Die 2. EARNTODIE and the number 2. By Not Earn Doppler. You should love this developer, Steve. Not Doppler is the name of the developer.
Nice.
Yeah, the opposite of everything. Yeah, it's just opposite of weather. Anyway, this is a really good looking. I don't know how you call it, an endless runner. Basically, you drive and you're just running over people, zombies, I'm sorry. You're running over zombies until you run out of gas or your engine blows up. At first, it's just run out of gas. And it took me a long time to figure out that I actually had to do some upgrades to my vehicle if I wanted to go farther. I think I had to put a bigger gas tank on it. But I kept looking, you know, I'm playing it and then I die. Exact same spot every time. And I'm like, well, maybe there's like a gas cylinder or something I'm supposed to run through, you know, to boost up my gas more. But no, it's all in the upgrades of your car.
How do you upgrade?
By running over people, you get points, kind of coins, and then you That's why it's called earn to die. You earn points and stuff to go farther in the game. Just skill alone will not get you farther. You have to upgrade your car to make it farther.
Well, I'll say that's kind of good that you didn't figure that out at first, Eric, because that meant you were actually grinding away, not even knowing it, building up. You should have been building up money. So when you did figure out you could buy stuff, you could buy some cool stuff, right?
Right. Right. Yes. Yes. I was ready. I went much farther right off the bat than I would have if I would have known that ahead of time. So yeah, I ended up upgrading my gas tank, and I think I did my engine too. And every time you upgrade your car, it does a little better for you in a certain way. I haven't played like hours into it to see how far I've went, but it's a fun game.
Did you become the fire truck?
No. No, and initially it's a very fast game. You run out of gas, I'd say, within less than a minute of playing it until you get going. I didn't even upgrade to a different car. So that's how much I played it.
I see.
I should probably play it some more.
It looks fun because it's really fast and smooth, and you're just like smashing into these zombies.
Yep.
Looks fun. Awesome. Dor, you got anything on this one?
It definitely looks cool, but I'm really not an endless runner guy.
How about an endless driver?
They just make me upset because I like the idea of being able to sit down, and if you're really good, not earning a bunch of stuff, but really good, you could play for a lengthy time without dying.
Right. That's what makes us unique. And it's probably better for me because I'm not really good. But I would say it's more of a platformer than an endless runner, though, you know, because it's not like 3D coming at you or nothing like that.
Yeah, I think of endless runners as 3D coming at you. Like, would you consider, like, I forget it. Going to make a point that was not good.
Tempest in the arcade was an endless runner.
It is?
Really?
Well, you nonstop just shoot and keep going further, keep going, shoot, keep going further, shoot, keep going further, shoot, keep going further. And it was 3D. Things were coming at you, so, I mean, by your
definition. If that's an endless runner, this is an endless runner, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no running. Endless driver.
I would never have thought. And look at it. Looks like you end. You're in the map. You start out west somewhere, and then you end at Daytona Beach.
Well, that's good then. That's good because I don't like the idea of endless. I like seeing goals. You know, finish lines.
So this is not an endless driver.
I was just repeating what he said.
Get it right.
They call it racing.
Yeah,
it's,
racing sounds.
It's smash zombies with your car platformer. I don't know. It's a game.
Earn to Die 2 from Not Doppler. It's got tons of reviews. Check it out, guys. Yeah. Okay. And it's free. All right, cool. Awesome, fellas. Good stuff this show. Hope everybody enjoyed it. That's going to be Android App Addicts, the end of Android App Addicts for today. We'll see you guys in a couple days. Later.